Hello there, family. This is your host again. My name is Belinda. I'm so happy that you joined me once again in my podcast. It's been a while we met and we took a break, and yes, we are back. I welcome you all once again to my podcast, and I'm so honored that you are back on my platform, on my page, so that we can all share our suggestions, share some few health tips to know which right way to go and to keep our bodies and ourselves healthy. Like I've been saying in my previous podcast, our health is our major priority. Without your health, you cannot do anything. If you are strong enough, you can go about your daily activities. Can we share some few health tips? I know this topic, a lot of people will relate to it one way or the other. We are going to talk about alcohol. There are some few people, or there are a lot of people, that research says that taking alcohol, so many people taking alcohol for one reason or the other. But do you know the effect of the alcohol on your body? I don't think you know. Let's dive in some few health tips and let us know what we do to our body when we take in alcohol, especially those who are chronic drinkers. Now, the first day that you take in your first sip, or maybe the first sip you take in of alcohol, it still makes impact in your body. But it becomes serious when you keep on taking it. That is when you become a chronic drinker, or you become addicted to alcohol. Alcohol does so many things to the body. Do you know that alcohol damages the brain? Yes, it shrinks the brain. When you take in a lot of alcohol, at the end of the day, it shrinks the frontal lobes of your brain. It gives you a blackout. It makes your behavior changes. It gives you heart damage. It damages your liver. It damages your pancreas. It gives you frequent diarrhea. And it can even render you infertile. Sex dysfunction becomes another factor when you take in excessive alcohol. When you take in excessive alcohol, you become malnourished because you cannot eat properly. It becomes a problem to you, and then you have complications of diabetes. Sometimes you can also experience numbness in either your legs, your feet, or your hands. Sometimes you also get muscle cramps. You also get changes in coordination. That is when it comes to the ability to balance or to walk. That is when we talked about the numbness. It also has effects on the women also, not only the men. When you're a woman and you're taking excess alcohol, it gives you birth defects. There are so many women that taking alcohol, but they don't know the side effect. When you take in excessive alcohol, it affects your giving birth, or some of the children that you give birth to. Sometimes too, you become so fatigued, not because you are tired of the day's activity, but because of the excess alcohol that travels in your vein, gives you a sign of anemia. And when you are anemic, the signs of you being fatigued is high. You are always tired because the amount of alcohol in your bloodstream is too much or is excessive. This same alcohol also affects your lungs. It gives your lungs an infection or a bacterial or virus that makes it very difficult for you to battle with. Not forgetting about your throat. Do you know that alcohol can cause cancer? Yes, chronic drinkers at the end of the day end up getting either throat cancer or mouth cancer. Sometimes people who hallucinate can also be said that they are also taking in too much alcohol. These are all some of the side effects of alcohol. In as much as people have this perception that once a while you need to take in alcohol, alcohol needs to enter your system. I don't know which research says so, but also research has also given us so many side effects which should at least discourage people who are chronic drinkers to at least put a stop to it. We need people to know that their health is a priority. If you are taking in excessive alcohol and it's damaging your liver, It is this same liver or this same organ that breaks down food substances and helps in digestion. But do you know that in as much as food is being digested, alcohol does not digest. Immediately you take in alcohol, it passes through your blood veins and it moves just like that. So if you have the perception that when you take in alcohol, the liver is going to break it down or maybe remove harmful substances from your body like the alcohol, you are getting it all wrong. I would really advise that people who take in excess alcohol should either withdraw from it or reduce it, because when people become very addicted to certain lifestyle, it is very difficult for them to stop or withdraw. It will take some few days or some few weeks or even months for you to stop a particular habit. People who are chronic drunkards, it will be very, very advisable that you seek help, because from the above side effects that I have listed, it clearly shows that alcohol will do your body no good. Like I said, our health is our priority. For you to get your body very strong and for you to get your body intact, your health intact, you should just stay away from alcohol. People will say just a little will not do you no harm, but the little that you take every day is what makes you addicted to it, and that what turns you into a chronic drinker. Just stay off alcohol. There are so many things that you can take in place of alcohol. Water is the best remedy that quenches thirst, and best thing that even washes away the system, every toxic thing in the system. The normal amount of water that we are supposed to consume in a day is like 300 liters. So if for you to replace alcohol, the best thing to replace alcohol with is just water. Please keep your health a priority to you. In the next episode, we'd like to discuss about alcohol withdrawal. What are some of the effects? In everything that we do, there are effects. Like I said, when people become addicted to certain lifestyle, it becomes difficult for them to withdraw. But we'll look at how to help people who want to withdraw from alcohol. Although you might find some side effects or a little bit difficulty, at the end of it all, it is worthwhile. It is worth trying. So in our next episode, we will talk about alcohol withdrawal and what it takes for you to withdraw from alcohol. Thank you so much for joining me once again. And please do share. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear the side effect of alcohol. Somebody needs to know that the alcoholic drinks that he or she is taking is going to have a side effect on their body one way or the other. We love you all and keep yourself safe. Like I said, we are not in normal time. Don't forget to mask up. Thank you for joining me and welcome again to my podcast.